Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
What do you want in your life? Make up your own mission statement. What do you want to be in life?
Here's the secret to my success. I stood up and did it again. I stood up and I did it again. And I did it again and I did it again all those many years ago. I did it when I was scared, and I did it when I didn't want to, and I did it when I was ill. And I did it when it didn't work well, and I did it when they didn't appreciate it, and I didn't a lot of times when I didn't know much what I was doing. I just did it anyway. And now all these years later, I got better. I got better day by day and week by week and month by month, and I'm asking you to do the same thing. Heart and soul now mixed in there that wasn't there, missing before. I'm asking all of you to get better in spite of the winters, in spite of the downturn. Just get stronger. Get better.
If you want to be exceptional, by definition, you will be the exception. You will not be normal. You will be unlike the others. And so it makes sense that you would be in the out-group. And it hurts as a human being because you want to be in the in-group. But the thing is that you're actually not in-group or out-of-group. You're transitioning. You're between group. And so in that lonely chapter, that's where you can do a disproportionate amount of work because you have no distractions.
People always want to try and write off and test greatness. I don't have to be great right now. Check me in 10 years. Everything you do in life, you got to start from scratch. Mm-hmm. And the key is you can't be afraid to fail. That's the key to success, hard work, dedication. I'ma get nice over time. And you're like, yo, where did this come from? That's what I'm doing. I'm getting nice over time. I don't mind sucking. You know, I don't mind it because I'm getting nice with it over time.
You'll never feel ready to do things that scare you. You will never feel ready to take that leap. Your brain is designed to protect you, and change requires risk. And so you are protecting yourself by saying maybe tomorrow. If you want to change your life, you must make a decision to change your life.
That version of yourself, the one that you dream about, the life that you want to live, it's all there. But you have to be aware of your own weaknesses to become that person. And not only just be aware, but be honest. Be your biggest critic. Apply that pressure and engage that adaptive instinct that we all have in our DNA. I sincerely mean this. If you have a vision and you have the awareness to realize what needs to change in order to get there, you can have whatever you want.
So I think it's not that we fear death. I think it's that we fear not living the life that we want. And I think the easiest way to get out of that is just to start living the life that you want now, not putting it off. We just put off our lives.
Don't settle for average. Please don't, okay? Because you'll look back one day when you're old and gray, and you'll say, you know what? That frickin' sucked. Because those few moments in my life that I was extraordinary, that was when I felt most alive. You go through, you have one life to live, right? Just go for it. And don't settle for anything less than total and utter excellence.
First one reads, this is the beginning of a new day. You have been given this day to use as you will. You can waste it or use it for good. What you do today is important because you are exchanging a day of your life for it. When tomorrow comes, this day will be gone forever. In its place is something that you have left behind. Let it be something good.
If your purpose is rooted in your success, your purpose is fragile. But if your purpose is rooted in the person you become, it's untouchable. Because when your purpose is rooted on the person you're becoming, no matter what the circumstances are, no matter how things change, no matter how much you vary on success and failure and ups and downs, you never lose your purpose, because your purpose is about the kind of man, the kind of woman you're going to become, the kind of leader you're going to become, the kind of human you're going to become, the kind of husband or wife or father or friend that you're going to become. You need to have goals that are rooted in the quality of life you live and the person you are, and let your success come out of that.
You are going to be tested. You're going to go through hard times. You're going to be in situations where it would be a lot easier just to give up. But why? because you are being built to become the person that can achieve the vision.
Dangerous to dwell on past mistakes, because people sort of define themselves by the worst moments that they've ever had. And if that's the case, like, some people are stuck in high school. You know, they're stuck in failures that they had, like when they're first getting jobs, and they always think that they're a loser, and they don't like the feeling of failure, so they keep low expectations so that they never have to feel that. You gotta get through it. You gotta get through bad feelings. You gotta get through failure. It's very important. And you get through it by just picking yourself back up and moving forward and going.
Challenges come so we can grow and be prepared for things that we're not equipped to handle in the moment. When we face our challenges with faith, prepared to learn, willing to make changes, and if necessary to let go, we're demanding that our power be turned on. Everyone you meet is fighting a battle that you know nothing about. Be kind.
I think you know what you're supposed to do. Deep down inside, I think everybody does. And a lot of people just don't go after it, you know? Like, most people start out, they say, I want to be a this, but I'm going to get that to make sure I have something to fall back on. Yeah. And what you're doing is you're setting yourself up for failure, because you're going, there's a possibility that I'm going to fall back. And when you put that out there, then you fall back. But if you just say, hey, this is what I want to do, and you go do it, you usually get your stuff the way you want it, man.
What are you going to do? How bad do you want it? There's two options: to continue forward, pushing onward. And if you do, that dream is given birth, and forever you will live in the reality of it. If you stop, quit, throw the towel, I promise you there's no distance you can travel far enough to find that dream again. For it is dead. And in its death, it's replaced by regret. Right now, it's your choice.
You want to learn the way to win, but never to accept the way to lose. To accept defeat, to learn to die, is to be liberated from it. So when tomorrow comes, you must free your ambitious mind and learn the art of dying.
Let me give you the best of ancient script. Here's what it says. Whatever your hands find to do, do it with all your might, do it with all your strength, and do it with all your power. What a good philosophy.
Some people can't handle your success. They'll make remarks trying to bait you into conflict, trying to get you upset. Here's the key. Don't get involved in battles that are not between you and your destiny. Most of the conflict we engage in is a distraction. Your job is not to change people's mind about you. Your job is to run your race and not worry about the critics and the naysayers.
Can't keep doing what you're doing and get more. You have to do something different. If what you're doing now was enough to get you what you want that you don't have, you'd already have it.
Oftentimes, if it doesn't go our way, we don't see it as a blessing. If something happens, an experience, if it doesn't go the way we want it to go, oftentimes we don't consider that to be a blessing. But some of the greatest blessings in our lives are things that didn't turn out or work out the way that we wanted it to.
Yin and Yang shows you light and dark. Here's the thing with success. Every time there's success, you have to be prepared for the darkness. So anytime something happens good to you, you have to sort of now look out for what's going to anchor that, because you can't have sunshine without darkness.
You cannot invent and pioneer if you cannot accept failure. To invent, you need to experiment. And if you know in advance that it's going to work, it is not an experiment. You have to be willing to do that. And it's embarrassing to fail. You know, it's always embarrassing to fail, but you have to say, no, that's not how this works. If I said to you, you have a 10% chance of with a particular decision, a 10% chance of a 100x return, you should take that bet every time, but you're still gonna be wrong 9 out of 10 times, and it's gonna feel bad 9 out of 10 times.
If you went through a real bad experience, it's a good experience, because these are invaluable. What you learn through unpleasant moments in your life is invaluable. If you forget that experience, you are a fool. Only a fool will try to forget. If you are smart, you must remember every unpleasant experience you had without resentment, without anger, without unpleasantness, just in your memory always, so that you never ever get into the same situations again.
If you've had any thoughts about quitting or giving up on something lately, please keep going. Your potential in life is unlimited. The only limits you have are the ones you put on yourself. If nobody's told you recently, let me be the first. I believe in you. Even the word hopeless still has hope in it.
Why are you not doing it? What is holding you back? Are you afraid of failure? Or are you scared that other people might judge you? How would you feel about the thought that you might die without achieving this one thing or this one goal? The only person that is holding you back is yourself. And that is the main problem that we have. And if you fail, the pain of failure is short and fades fast. But the pain of regret will stay with you forever.
I want to make sure everybody knows that they're enough. No matter what they go through, what they've been through, that they are enough. The number one cause for anything is people not knowing that they're enough. They feel like they're not enough. Just because you have some bad chapters doesn't mean your story can't end well. And every story has bad chapters. It's about you finding the strength to turn the page. And so hold on to that in your struggle, in your journey, in your pain. And then turn your pain from your worst enemy to your best friend. Do that. Use pain, don't let it use you.
Is when you are rejected, you feel a lot like giving up and stopping. But I think what's really important is to persevere and continue again and get rejected and rejected again, which feels completely outrageous and like the exact opposite of what feels natural. Because rejection is hard. And trying again and being told that something isn't working, that you don't have whatever it is that you need, it doesn't really feel like you should try and try again, but what I want to do today is to show that rejection and perseverance are two very critical ingredients to succeed at literally any goal that you put your mind to.
Difficulties in life is nothing that stops you because it is so heartbreaking, because it goes so deep. It carries the potential for the highest transformation. If you want to see it bad, it's going to be bad. What happened to you is not going to change. You can only determine what is going to be the consequence of what comes to you. How will you transform it? Will you let it stuck inside of you and it slowly eats you up from the inside? Or do you make something different about it? And this is based on the thoughts, on the mental redirectioning of yourself.
Elevation requires separation. In order to grow and become the person you want to be, you need to distance yourself from the habits, people, and situations that are keeping you the same. It can be hard to admit that what feels good in life isn't serving you, but having the awareness to do so is the first step towards transformation. It might feel lonely and scary at first, but letting go makes room for everything else you deserve. Keep going.
Stop waiting for life to be easy. Stop hoping for somebody to save you. You don't need another person lying to you. Face some hard facts and you could have an incredible life.
Jordan tells me one day he wants to be the best player to ever play here. And I said, well, you got to work harder than you did in high school. He said, I worked as hard as everybody else. I said, oh, excuse me. I thought you just told me you wanted to be the best player to ever play here. He said, I'm going to show you. Nobody will ever work as hard as I work.
Michael Jordan is not only the best basketball player, but he's the most exciting basketball player to ever play. We only dream about doing things that he can do.
Jordan, open. Chicago with the lead.
Played professional basketball for the Chicago Bulls.
32 seconds to go. A one-point lead for Georgetown. Jordy, the black. The time, 18.
If I had to trace my evolution, the Michael Jordan evolution, it always had to start back in college, hitting a shot against Georgetown in 1982 when I really didn't know exactly what I was doing.
Carolina has won the 1982 NCAA championship.
It awakened a person inside of me to excel, to compete to excel, to be one of the best, or be the best. That drove me. And I guess with that shot, it kind of ignited a fire inside of me that nothing's gonna stop.
My biggest motivation in life, you know, is to compete, you know, find different competitions and certain things in life and try to overcome that, you know, be it positive or negative. But I have yet to meet someone who is as competitive as me.
I've missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I've lost almost 300 games. 26 times I've been trusted to take the game-winning shot and missed. I've failed over and over and over again in my life. And that is why I succeed.
It was 97, we was in Minnesota, and Flip had switched and put me on Michael Jordan, one of the greatest probably ever touch a ball. And I counted his dribbles. I was able to catch his dribbles, you know. I count the dribbles. One, two, come across. When I blinked, he was gone. I turned around, he was dunking the ball, giving somebody dapping halfway down the court that fast. That's not new. Michael Jordan wasn't human.
When you step on the floor, it doesn't matter how many times you've done it before. All that matters is that you do it now.
Be true to the game, because the game will be true to you. If you try to shortcut the game, then the game's going to shortcut you. If you put forth the effort, you know, good things will be bestowed upon you. You know, that's truly about the game. And in some ways, that's about life, too.
For me, losing just is the worst feeling in life at anything, whether it's cars, golf, basketball, whatever it is.
I hate losing. I mean, it's not even a question. But I have to respect losing, because losing is a part of winning.
Yeah.
You know, you never just, you know, win. You got to lose to win. Losing, it's going to hurt.
Absolutely.
You know, to a point where you would look at, how can I do things different? How can I change? How can I make this team better? And that's the thing about a team, and you know this too, is that before you can look at someone else, you got to look at yourself in the mirror, because that's how things get started, and you got to be willing to change.
You are without question one of the most gifted players I've ever seen. What makes you different from other people?
Once again, it falls back to my parents in terms of how I approach a situation. You know, I never feel that I'm at my best. I feel I still have room to improve. I still set goals for myself to strive for. I'm never complacent with what I've achieved. Even though it's been very successful for me, I still feel I have a lot to prove, not just as a player, but as a person, as a father, to some extent, as a role model in all aspects. So I'm never really too complacent with myself or with what I've achieved. When I get to a point where I feel I can improve as a player, I walk away from the game. I still feel that I have a plateau that, you know, I hadn't reached yet in terms of my skills or my expectations of myself. You know, I'm always going to expect myself to do, you know, certain things or surpass certain things. As long as I believe that, then, you know, my road to success is going to continue to expand.
Like, I don't have to do this. I'm only doing it because it is who I am. That's how I played the game. That was my mentality. If you don't want to play that way, don't play that way. Maybe it's my fault. Maybe I led you to believe it was easy when it wasn't. Maybe I made you think my highlights started at the free throw line and not in the gym. Maybe I made you think that every shot I took was a game winner. That my game was built on flash and not fire. Maybe it's my fault that you didn't see that failure gave me strength, that my pain was my motivation. Maybe I led you to believe that basketball was a God-given gift and not something I worked for. Every single day of my life, maybe I destroyed the game. Or maybe you just make an excuse.
Impossible is just a big word thrown around by small men. Find it easier to live in a world they've been given than to explore the power they have to change it. Impossible is not a fact, it's an opinion. Impossible is not a declaration, it's a dare.
So I know why you go on Instagram. I know why you, because you just have the time. You have the time because you don't want to put that time into bettering oneself.
You start going after your goals and you start achieving them. People will start looking at you differently, and secretly they will start hoping that you fail because it will make them feel better about the action they have never taken.
Progression is an ugly road that leads to a beautiful place. And the sad thing about that quote that's true is most people never get to that beautiful place because they never persevere. They give up before it's their time. They quit before they see their breakthrough. That's why I love a breaking point, because at a breaking point, that fork in the road, you got a choice. You can break down or you can break through. And when you choose to break through, those adversities strengthen you. All those things that have come against you, it strengthens you. That's why you got to find a meaning, a mission that carries you through this stage of resistance.
Get started and stay consistent. You have things to share with the world that only you can deliver. But you'll never experience them if all you replay in your mind are doubts and excuses on why going after your dreams now isn't a good time. You have what it takes. Get out of your own way. Don't count yourself out yet. Everything you want to achieve is possible. It might take time, effort, and discipline, but it's all within reach.
So if you're in the woods and you don't know where to go, start walking. You've got to start walking because the perspective is not going to change. You have to start moving forward. You have to start taking steps in order to improve your vision, improve your perspective, change your perspective, make some kind of progress. And worst case scenario, you figure out that you walked the wrong direction. Okay. Now you can walk in the other direction, and that's going to be fine. But standing there lost and not doing anything is just waiting to die, waiting to starve to death.
The only thing in life that stands between you, everything you've ever wanted to do, is doing it. Not preparing to do it, not scheduling time to do it, not telling people you're going to do it, not reading books about how to do it, not watching videos about how to do it, but instead actually doing it.
There's a saying, there's a quote that I really believe in, that when the pain of the current reality becomes greater than the fear of change, that's when we change. So like when the pain becomes so intense that it's greater than the fear that you have of the unknown, then you'll go into the unknown. You can stand there at the door looking at this abyss, but when it becomes so painful that you walk into that, that's when the change happens.
But there's a hell of a lot more to you than you think, like way more. Enough to cope with the trouble of the world inside you. There is enough to cope with the trouble of the world. And you, if you had enough courage, you could let that out. Enough courage and faith, you could let that out. And everything would be better because of it.
Only fail because they get caught up into what winning was. You're supposed to fail at some point in time. You're supposed to get knocked down a couple of times. You're supposed to lose. That's how you learn. Perfection is only a word because imperfection was discovered. You can't be perfect without knowing what imperfect is. You have to experience imperfection at some point to go, now I'm perfect.
I feel something is shifting. Some people are not strong enough to adapt to the change. Some people don't know how to put it into practice in order to go with the change. There will come the time, and it's not going to take long, where a natural separation is going to take place, a natural separation. The ones that are able to read the signs, that are able to go with what is happening, to adapt to the changes this world is bringing to us, they will move on to another world. Other people that are unwilling, unable, may be incapable of adapting to the coming changes. It is simple like this. They will stay with the old world, which is about to end.
An eagle flies at a certain altitude, and the only other bird flies at that altitude is another eagle. So if he find himself flocking with pigeons, he may be flying too low.
One of the things limiting you from your income, your impact, a world-class life, you care too much about what people think about you. You can be world-class, you can fit in with the world, you don't get to do both. One thing I've learned is everyone has an opinion. Why let the opinions of other people deny you from a life that will make history?
This is my question to you. When you go free yourself, how long are you going to stay in this pain expecting change to happen in your life? How long are you going to stay in this situation expecting things to change in your life? You've been here for the last year, the last 5 years, the last decade, staying in the same mess, accepting the same mess, and wonder why you're stressed, wonder why you're not happy, wonder why you're not fulfilled, wonder why you're not experiencing the life that you deserve to experience. When you go free yourself from the pain, when you go free yourself from selling for less, because I want to tell you right now, you don't have to accept it. I know you know that, but I need you to feel that, understand that. You don't got to accept it. You don't have to stay where you're just tolerated and not celebrated. You don't have to stay where you're not happy. You don't have to stay where you're not being better. You don't have to stay where you're suffering. You can free yourself from it.
It's our darkness that brings us closer to one another. It's all the shared broken pieces of our souls. Don't be ashamed of your darkness. All the mistakes that you've made have made you. Redemption is always on the other side of a moment. Every passing moment is another chance to turn it all around. Keep fighting. Don't go gently into that good night. For as long as you are here, hope dies last.
Someone who does not acknowledge the dark side of themselves and who is only good because that's all that they know how to be and that's all that they know of themselves is not really a good person because they're only doing what they know. Versus someone who's delved into the darkness of humanity, the pain of it, the despair of it, and then chooses to be good and chooses to do something. That's the true good person, right? That's the person we're all aspiring to be. Not someone who's ignored the pain, but someone who's chosen to do something with the pain.
You have to learn to select your thoughts the same way that you select your clothes every day. Now that's a power that you can cultivate, because if you can't master your thoughts, you're in trouble forever.
The gods envy us. They envy us because we're mortal. Because any moment might be our last. Everything's more beautiful because we're doomed. You will never be lovelier than you are now. We will never be here again.
The Persian poet Rumi once wrote, "What hurts you blesses you. Darkness is your candle. Everything in life is trying to teach you something. You just have to pay attention."
You've got to be ready to change your life. No one said this was going to be easy.
you have to keep on keeping on. You think life was meant for the weak? It wasn't. It never was. I'm telling you, just keep on going.
And then climbed back out. That's why we have hero stories, right? There's always the hero has to go through down into hell and then climb back up. And that's what we admire. That's what we respect. That's what we give dignity to. So if we're not respecting that in ourselves, in our own innate ability to go dark and then climb back out, we're not dignifying ourselves.
You've got to be ready to change your life. No one said this was going to be easy. You have to keep on keeping on.
So get back up. Make the most of this life you have. You're here. You're here now. The time is always now.
Nothing in this life lasts, even our troubles. Keep going, my friend. Just keep going.
In the end, it's all going to be all right. And if it's not, then it's not the end. Please, just keep going.
Stop and think. What's something really big that you would love to see yourself accomplish? If you were to just roll the clock ahead a year, 3 years, 5 years, 7 years, 15 years, what is it that you really want?
Fall in love with the process because it is the most beautiful thing in existence. I mean, right now, you are in the process of pursuing something extraordinary. You're developing your mind, your skills, and along the way, experiencing failure, but then learning from it and continuing forward, smarter, stronger, more equipped than the last time. You meet new people, experience new things, doors open up, and periodically you look back and realize how far you have come. That is beautiful.
I think most people feel really lonely when you want something that doesn't currently exist. And so some people call that dreams, some people call that goals, whatever it is, you're trying to pull something from your mind into reality and you want it done a certain way. And if it's not done that way, it's not what you imagined. And so people on the outside will throw stones and call you names that they think will change your behavior and get you to stop.
Remember, sometimes you will take the wrong turn in life. You take that wrong turn, it leads to a dead end. Now what are you gonna do? You gonna sit there at the dead end and stare at it? Or are you gonna turn around and figure out which way you're supposed to go? You're gonna go through a lot of dead ends in life. You just gotta keep it pushing. Figure your way out of it. But don't ever just stand still. Life is always going. So if you stand still for too long, life is gonna pass by.
Majority of people just don't, they don't do it. You know, it's like a lot of people want it, but not a lot of people want to do it. So just by taking that one little step, you're separating yourself from the herd.
The most important thing is to take action. That is the most, even if it's the wrong action, if you take the wrong step, if you take the first step in the wrong direction, the difference between you and the person who doesn't take a step at all is a worry. You have to take the first step. You have to take some kind of action.
Most people are incapable of picking a direction and going.
Just going.
They observe the possibilities. They get paralyzed by all the possibilities. They refuse to move forward on all the possibilities, and then time passes them by. So it's very important that you make a decision and you go down that path. You commit to that path with the mentality of having zero options. I don't have a choice but to see this through.
You know, you're not going to be perfect. Yes, you're going to have times in your journey where maybe you fall off in certain areas, or maybe you're not as disciplined, or you waver a little bit, right? But it's about maximizing the moment that you have right now, right? Having the self-awareness and the self-reflection to be able to catch yourself when you are falling off or slacking in a certain area in your life, and bring yourself back to center, ground yourself where you are, and make the most out of this moment that you have right now. Make the next right decision.
I feel like if you don't know where you want to be right now, you just need to ask yourself, what would you like to be doing a year from now? Because if you shorten up how long it takes you to get to where you want to be, it's easier and more attainable. I think when you think about what you want to do 5 years from now, 10 years from now, it seems like too far to reach. So starting with baby steps really helps you figure out where you really want to see your life go. Not where your friends or family want to see it, but where you want to go. And if you know at least where you'd like to be this time next summer, that should give you a good indication to start looking in that niche, in that field, down that path. Like, whatever that looks like for you is for you. And only you know that.
All of us are trying to find something, trying to find meaning, love, contentment, because we feel that something is missing. That's why we're so busy, why we kill ourselves with work, why we can't be still. This drive is what allows us to accomplish things, so it's not all bad. The problem is that when we do accomplish things, we don't feel that much better. Never seems to fill the void. As Marcus Aurelius wrote, you've wandered all over and finally realized that you've never found what you were after, how to live, not in syllogisms, not in money or fame or self-indulgence, nowhere. Ain't that exactly right? What we have to realize is that the answer to our problems is not more. Money, power, renown, these will not satisfy us. We satisfy it simply by living our life as nature demands. That means by being good, by being true to ourselves, by focusing, by not wasting a second wishing anything was otherwise or caring what other people think of us. We just live as well as we can.
The fact is, there is something big inside of you. Lean into that. I know that you have huge ambitions, and I want to make sure that you never give up on going for them.
Best day of a man's life is the day he realizes that nobody's come to save him. If he can know that and feel peace about it and almost be excited about it because he gets to go fight his own hero's journey, he'll win. If he can accept it, he'll win. Because you take entire responsibility for your life. Too many people give up responsibility in their life so they point the finger at somebody else. Take responsibility for everything. I'm going to win. I'm going to get up, I'm going to go to work, I'm going to do the same thing I did yesterday.
When you guys think about what it is that creates greatness, and when you think about all the things that you wish you could be, and wish you were, and wish you could become, you have to understand that that requires effort from you. That requires you doing things intentionally that are going to make you uncomfortable, that are going to help develop skills, that are skills that you can then apply to any plan that you move forward.
Challenge yourself. There's always more things that we could do, that we can face, that we can get things done, but we don't want to do it because it feels scary, it feels uncomfortable, we worry. That's another way. If everything in life is doing well, then that means you're not challenging yourself enough.